Welcome back to Search and Rescue Pentagon Escape. Today we're going to read Mikey at 10:35 a.m. Listen what they say.
Mikey, 10:35 a.m. I must have fallen asleep, although asleep or awake doesn't really matter in this darkness. My whole body hurts, which I guess is how I know I'm still alive. It's really hard to breathe now. I don't think I have any sweat left in my body. I still can't see anything, and I can't even hear anything either. It hurts to open my eyes, so I close them again, trying to just breathe and not think too much about how terrible I feel. In the history of thinking, telling yourself not to think has never, ever worked. I'm thinking even more now. Lying in the dark, trapped below who knows how much rubble inside a military headquarters that's maybe about to collapse, all I can do is think. I think about my mom, trapped in a different sort of government building. Trapped there by her sickness, her circumstances, and her choices. I think about my choices, how they've trapped me here. I think about my dad, hoping he's still alive, wondering if he's searching for me, if he's grieving me, or if he's past all that. Lying dead in the rubble somewhere himself. I can feel tears streaming down my cheeks, which is another way I know I'm alive. I'm glad for the sadness, though. I'm glad to feel anything other than pain and fear. The sadness is a gift. It's my body and my heart telling me that even in my 13 years alive, I loved people and they loved me. Even if this is the end for me, I'll know that I was loved. That's a lucky thing. In the darkness, crying, I laugh. I'm lucky, am I? I think, laughing harder. Maybe that's the proof of God I've been looking for. Even buried, alive below burning rubble, I can find a reason to feel lucky. That's about as much of a miracle as I can imagine. Laughing makes my throat and mouth hurt. I can feel that my teeth and tongue are filled with grit. I'd love to wash them out, but I've got no water. And I can't even reach the puddles of filthy muck now, stuck as I am. I can reach my pocket though, and I remember the gum Sergeant Ginsler gave me. I don't even like cinnamon, but chewing gum will produce saliva, and that might be just what I need for my mouth to feel a little better. It takes what feels like an hour, though it's maybe just a minute or two, to work the pack of gum out of my pocket, wriggle it to my face, unwrap it with one free hand, and pop it into my mouth. It's delicious. I've been tasting nothing but smoke and dust and jet fuel for an hour at least. Now my mouth is bursting with the fresh, spicy sweetness of cinnamon gum. I'm not sure I've ever tasted anything so good. With every chew, my mouth explodes in pleasure. This is joy. This is pure, simple joy. This is great, I think as I chew what might be my last piece of gum ever. The air is so thick. It's making my brain kind of foggy. I'm not getting enough oxygen and my heart starts to race, which doesn't help. My ears are ringing and I feel like I'm going to pass out. Part of me knows that if I pass out, I won't ever wake up. But I'm not ready to die, not quite yet. I really want to finish this gum. That's all I can think about, just to keep chewing. I chew and chew like that's what I'm born to do. Like this is the best gum I've ever tasted in my life. I picture Lena and her baby, safely on their way to the hospital to get checked out. The guy my dad worked with, getting treatment. All I can do is chew, so I chew. I love cinnamon now. I love having lived in a world where cinnamon exists. I chew more. I think about the people from that second floor office, going home tonight with a story to tell. I see the Army Ranger stepping out into the sunlight, no sleeves on his suit, blinking, and taking a deep, clear breath. I even picture Chad, and somehow I just know he'll be okay. He has to be. I feel it. I chew. I picture my mom and my dad, both alive, both smiling at me. Even the sadness in their eyes is beautiful. They're alive, and they love me. They loved me. Each in their way. I love them too. I still do. So I chew. I can feel the fog in my brain thickening. I keep chewing, but I know I'm drifting away. That's okay. I'm so tired. I could use a rest, but I just keep chewing. Lucky or unlucky doesn't matter anymore. I feel calm. Comfortable. I'm a lucky kid, I think, holding that image of my parents in my head as long as I can, tasting the cinnamon as deeply as I can. It's probably the last thing I'll ever taste. It's pretty good. I'm such a lucky kid.